Our Rabb is most compassionate, loving, considerate, and most merciful. And He means good for us. He wants us to have a pleasant life and a pleasant end. For as He is most compassionate, loving, and kind, so He will teach us the road that will reach us, that will take us to the right end. And apart from this, He will also make it easy for us. Because of His love, His kindness, and His compassion, so He will show us the road that we need to tread on, so that we end up in the right way. The life is not about how enjoyable we make it here and how we improve the lifestyle. The life is about how we live, not how we live, how we live. That's the criteria. Al-ibratu bil-khawatim. Generally, the mind is this, that we want to upgrade the lifestyle, the house, the furniture, the car, the holidays. So that's the primary concern in this day and time. But by Allah Ta'ala, the primary concern is how you live, how you meet us. So for all this to be understood well, we need to understand that at all times we are under surveillance, our movements and our moments. Be it the movements, be it the moments, there isn't a movement or a moment that you're not under divine surveillance. That is the first thing that we need to understand and recognize. And the second thing that we need to recognize and understand is, we hear this word often when someone passes away, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, that we return Him. So as long as we understand that we're under surveillance 24/7, and we understand and recognize that we're returning, then the life will be designed correctly. You will understand the itinerary, and you understand how it starts and how it's supposed to be ended. But not recognizing this, not understanding this, or not registering this, then wrongfully we will think that this is the life and this is be all and end all, so let's make the best of it. So this is where man goes off, where he feels that this is be all and end all, so hence when it's be all and end all, let's have the best of this. Whereas our minds be that let's have the best of that life, because this life here, it must come to an abrupt end. فَمُسْتَقَرُّ وَمُسْتَوْدَعُ. There is a transitory, this is a place of departure, right? And there is a permanent abode. So the transitory and the place of departure is either when the person is in the womb of the mother, it's there for some time, but we know it's not there permanently, it's there for a short period, and then he has to depart. Compared to the life in this world, then this will be just a transit, it will be just a departure, a place of departure. Then compared to the life in the grave, then this world is also a transit. It's just a departure lounge that we have to leave. So to make this, to have this in mind, that I'm not going to leave, I'm going to be here all the time, then you are beguiling yourself, you're fooling yourself. And nobody knows when the signal will come for the departure. Come now, come tomorrow, come yesterday, whenever, that Allah Pak knows. So the right thing is then, that we be in the state of readiness, preparedness, because it can come to any person at any time. when you come to any person at any time, so that is not a place that you can reverse. Here in this world, maybe you can have a second chance, failed examinations, maybe they give you a supplementary exam, you can try it second time, third time. But if you fail on that side, you're gone and you're gone forever. There's no second chance, there's no supplementary exam at the final exam, and there's no repeat, there's no second chance. So there, for that life, we cannot afford to fail that life. So as long as we got this in our minds, that everything we are doing, the moments and the movements are under constant surveillance, and we got this in our minds, that we have to return. And the return is such that you can't reverse it. You're going, and you can't reverse it. As long as you got that, then you are online. But if you don't have that, then obviously you have made a serious mistake. It needs to be corrected. It needs to be rectified. So now that we know the itinerary, how this thing works, and obviously you will need to know what will work best on that side. Leaving, so it's a departure and it's a permanent place that we will go to, which is irreversible. So the sensible thing is to ask, all right, what's the best thing that's going to be working there? Because it's a place, we all know, it's covered from all sides. From above, from below, from the sides, from in front, from behind, we're covered from all sides. There's no way that you can imagine escaping, and there's nothing that you can access. This world becomes enjoyable because you can access food, you can access, you can go to places, you can access, you can express all that's in your mind. But now once you locked up there in that box, then there's no way that you can escape, so you can't access anything. But now you want that life to be enjoyable, you want that life to be beautiful, that you can access whatever is in your mind, but you can access it. Today, you want to go and meet your father that's passed away long time ago, that way in a minute you are there. You want to meet your uncle or your father or your grandfather or your child that passed away, then in moments you are there already. So you can access, and you can access immediately. Whatever is within your mind, you can express it. So that is one life, and the other life is for that person. You can't access anything. He can't go, he can't do anything, and he's in a constant state of trouble. Problems, troubles, the snakes that are upon him, scorpions, from all sides he is locked up. So then it's left to the individual what you want. Hadaynahu najdain. Allah Ta'ala showed you both the ways, and both the ways how they end up and how you end up, Allah Ta'ala showed you in advance. But now, the choice is yours what you want. If you want to be able to access, express all your feelings, do as you please, and enjoy at your pleasure, then there's a way. So the way that the Quran Sharif shows is وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. You need to take a provision. So you'll be there, and it's an irreversible place, right? It's a place that you're going to be there permanently. When you're going to be there permanently, you can't reverse this. So then what's going to be the most enjoyable or most precious provision that you can take along? So the Quran Sharif will tell you, as I said, that Allah Pak is loving, He is kind, and He wants good for you. He doesn't want to push you into problems. He wants good for you, but then how do you access those right? And how do you determine what is right? What is the better thing? What is the inferior thing? What is the right thing? How do you determine? So, in His love and His kindness, He's shown us, alright, these are things that you should explore and you should exert your energies. So, in which avenues should you exert your efforts? وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The best provision is taqwa. That's the best provision. So the Quran says you have spelled it out. So there can't be a provision that is better. In this world you will get covers, but the cover is till when? For a certain period and to a certain point. The hospital also will tell you we can cover you to this point, not further than this. They'll tell you that we can cover you to this point, not further than that. And sometimes the insurance company also collapses and fails. They can't. But the promise of Allah Ta'ala and the treasures of Allah Ta'ala are replete. They never can be exhausted. Can't exhaust. Everybody spends and spends and carries on spending till Qiyamah's day. Then too it won't make a difference to the treasure of Allah Ta'ala. That thing carries on. So the fear can be with people that you don't know where they will betray you and where they will disappoint you. But with Allah Ta'ala, He won't disappoint and He won't betray because He's not short of anything. And man asdaqu min Allahi qila, who can be more honest and who can be more fulfilling than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself? So He is the most honest, the most trusted, the most reliable. Man istamsaka faqad istamsaka bil urwati al wuthqa, you hold on to Him, then you held on to a handle that never breaks. فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْسَكَ الْعُرْوَى لَنْ فِي صَامَ لَهَا, you held on to Him. So it's a handhold that never breaks. So they say, خُدَا کا رَسَا چھوٹتا ہے, ٹوٹتا نہیں. You of your own naivety, you may leave that handhold, right? But that handhold of Allah never breaks. ٹوٹتا نہیں, it never breaks. So Allah has given you assurance, you hold on to Me, and you will be absolutely secure. There will be no problems for you. But now, the way to access this is then hold on to that urwatil wuthqa, that taqwa. And now what is the meaning of taqwa? Taqwa is in very short and brief words, is to leave out those areas, not only that are not permissible, but the areas that you are not clear about. Right? Someone says like this, someone says something else, and you're not clear about it, then taqwa demands, in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Bukhari Sharif, say, leave out that thing that haqa fi sadrik, even is not clear in your heart, then leave it out. And in all fairness, then for our physical well-being, we're not sure of something, then we don't experiment. There's a bowl of sweets, and someone that is very unreliable says, there's a possibility that one sweet out of this whole bowl may be poisonous. Are you going to risk yourself? Because you know that poison, what it can result in. It can result in perhaps all your vitals just collapsing. And then it can lead to your death. You know about it. So similarly, when you try and experience, you try and experiment in this area, halal and haram, trying to experiment, then your vital spiritual organs can just collapse. So when the vital spiritual organs can just collapse, then there'll be no drive and there'll be no brakes. To move, you need to be able to drive and to be able to put the brakes. But when those vitals begin to collapse into you, so there's no movement and there's no brakes. So therefore they say, the hadith says, mahaka fi sadrik, refrain from that. Now that's taqwa. And so that's the best provision. When you got the best provision, and that abode is like a jannat. There's nothing for you to be worried about, because from the time that you are departing, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, as you're about to leave, right? As you're about to leave this world, then you're already getting the malaika to come and receive you. Malaika, pious, the righteous, All day to receive you, to compliment you, to encourage you. One person is in the throes of death, so his brother is with him. So he asks his brother for some water. So the brother goes to fetch the water. And in the meanwhile, when he brings the water, he says, no, I don't need the water now. Because just now, a moment ago, the Rasulullah Paksam himself was here with the whole jamaat of malaika, and they presented me this water. Right? And now I don't feel thirsty at all. Imagine Rasulullah himself coming in and presenting the water. And a person ever feels, can there be a drink more pleasant than that? There can't be a drink more pleasant, and there can't be a moment that is more enjoyable. He himself is there, and with the whole jamaat of malaika. So his brother wanted to know, perhaps this brother of mine is hallucinating, you know. He's just in a land of imagination. He says, all right, I want to know from you, how did you see the malaika? So you showed exactly how the malaika, like the line up in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, one above the other, or that experience is right. So this enjoyment and this reception comes right from the time that you are passing on. Many days before you can pass on, and you're getting compliments, you're getting congratulations, you're getting motivated, alright, do this, do this. Allah Pak is giving you some opportunities. And then as that last moment comes, then that moment is the best moment of your life. Now Allah Pak can make it happen. It's not that it is impossible for Allah Ta'ala to make that happen. He can make it. He made it for others, He can make it for you as well. But then it is the button that you press. You know, the button is in your hands. Whichever you want to press, you can press. And then you can choose your future for yourself. Then you can't ask now, why am I landed in this type of an abode? Because the whole thing was in your hands. It was just a matter of you pressing the right button. You knew this was right. And you opted for it, and alhamdulillah, then the future is bright. But you knew it was right, but you didn't opt for that. And now there's a problem, then you can't cry. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given his choice sahabi, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu, some very, very precious amal, like namaz, tahajjud, roza, fasting is like a shield, right? Namaz is imaduddin, is the pillar of deen, right? But at the end now, Nabi Sam is comprehensive. He's not incomplete, he's not deficient. We are deficient, we'll show only one side, and we don't show the other side. So that's a sign of deficiency. And Nabi Sallallahu's teaching will be complete. If he shows you the bright side, then he also shows you, alright, what you need to take care of. If he only showed you the bright side, and he didn't show you the side that you need to take care of, then he will say the teaching was incomplete. So Rasulullah shows him, alright, roza you must do, namaz you must do, jihad fi sabilillah you must do. But then, Allah adullukum ala milaki dhalika kulli, how are you going to preserve all this? So we can accumulate the wealth, but then the finance advisor will tell you, alright, how you must go and manage your wealth. You don't only need to know how to accumulate that wealth, but then you need to know also how must you manage that wealth. And if you don't know how to manage that wealth, then you can lose the wealth as quick as you earned it. As fast as you earned it, you can lose the thing. So Nabi Sam's teaching was complete, and his procedure that he'll show will be absolutely complete. So he says to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, that he is his favorite sahabi, A'lamu bil halali wal haram, most learned, understanding of deen, lover to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, uhibbuka ya Mu'adh, Nabi Sallallahu loved him. But the one that you love, that you tell him everything. Right? So Nabi Sallallahu showed him, alright, what must I do to be able to preserve this whole thing? He pointed at his tongue, look after the tongue. Because in a moment, if the tongue is used rightly, you're going to Jannah, and the tongue is used incorrectly, you're turning to Jahannam. One word of Iman, and then you're going to Jannah. One word of disbelief, and you're going to Jahannam. You're in a 50 years marriage relationship, you said nikah to one word, and you enjoyed the relationship, and one word you said, talaq you said, and the 50 year marital enjoyable relationship is ended. So Nabi Sam shows him, alright, look after this. So Mu'adh radiallahu anhu is surprised, because of this, he says, that yes, hasaidu al-sinati, most people are going to Jahannam because of the wrongs of the tongue. You just gossip, you backbite, speak a lie, you don't verify information, right? Slander, make a ridicule of someone, try to despise the person somehow or the other. And the worst thing is, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا, you consider these things to be insignificant, and وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, and by Allah Ta'ala, these things are very serious, that you didn't verify information, you just heard it from someone and you carried on, took the information. In the meanwhile, it amounted to embarrassing someone, slandering someone. These two may have had a fight, right? Now, after the fight, this one now, he wants to make the person look bad, so it puts him viral. He did this and he did this and this. Now you hear that thing and you send it viral. So you are also a party to the wrong. So understand, like it is easy to accumulate, then it is also important to preserve. And if you don't, what you have earned, you can lose. يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Shatamahaza, Akalaha, Mahalahaza, was Sabbahazi. Come on the day of Qiyamah. He ate this person's food wrongly. He swore the person, he insulted the person, he defamed the person. So, and he is loaded with all that person's guna. This person is going to Jahannam. He worked so hard, but he didn't look for the preservation plan, and as a result, what was there? Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.